at work, I work with a lot of people who aren't Christians, but get very upset about the actions of some Christian leaders. And I know that the issue is really whether they know the Lord, and anybody can keep them from knowing the Lord. But can you make some comment about moral majority? I'm really not familiar with it at
all. All I can say is that when you are a well-known evangelical Christian and you get yourself mixed up with a high-profile involvement in politics, you run a high risk of alienating people from your message. There's no question about that. The reason I don't belong to the moral majority is because I'm not willing to alienate all the Democrats. Well, what do I gain by that? Because politics isn't the issue. Now, the pattern that I want to follow is the pattern of Christ, who never got involved in a political issue. Never. Because the price was too high. Because if you take sides with that stuff, which is very volatile, and within which there are many opinions, you will run the risk of making people think that Christianity is a certain political viewpoint or lobby position. For me, once you mix the thing with politics, you really do, you've got the whole thing in one bag, and people see evangelical fundamental Christianity as a right-wing viewpoint. Some people see that. And I think that price is too high to pay. Okay?
Thank you.